This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. The Grand View Trail is one of the lesser-used trails in the Grand Canyon today, but was one of the most important in the late 19th and early 20th century. Leaving from Grand View Point, the highest spot on the South Rim, and one of the few places where the Colorado River is easily visible from the rim, the trail earns its name immediately as the switchbacks of the first half mile offer stupendous views of the Eastern Canyon, the Palisades of the Desert, and Blue Moon Bench beyond on the Navajo Indian Reservation. On a clear day, one can see Navajo Mountain over 80 miles to the northeast. Almost immediately, one encounters the three most exposed narrow spots of the upper trail. A small point a half mile down is an excellent place to take a break and enjoy the view. Originally an Indian route, the trail was quickly improved by Pete Berry, who found an exceptionally rich copper lode at Horseshoe Mesa in 1890. He also opened the Grand View Hotel on the point in 1897. The first hotel at the canyon, it was popular until the railroad was put into the village in 1901. And it closed in 1908. Mr. Berry sold the Last Chance Mine to William Randolph Hearst in 1913, shortly before the crash of the copper market. The second half mile has a great deal of riprap, trail construction which is over 100 years old. Stones put in on edge make a sort of cobbled surface, excellent tread for mules laden with ore. 1 mile from the rim is Coconino Saddle. In summer, a sign here warns against going further without food and water. You are now below the Coconino Sandstone, over 1,000 feet below the rim. This is a good turnaround point for the casual hiker as the trail soon becomes even steeper. There is more impressive riprap trail construction on the switchbacks through the Supai Formation. About 2 miles down, the trail begins to level out, and one quickly covers the last mile to Horseshoe Mesa. Mining ruins abound here, as dozens of men worked and lived on and around the mesa for more than a decade. It is obvious that canned food was critical to their diet, and the tens of thousands of rusting cans are all protected artifacts. In 2002, Backpacker Magazine declared the 6-mile round-trip day hike to Horseshoe Mesa one of the 30 best day hikes in America. For the energetic hiker, a level trail goes past the old mine headquarters building 1 mile further to the point of the west arm of the horseshoe, where one has the feeling of being smack in the middle of Grand Canyon. There are stupendous views both above and below. There are 22 mines or caves in the area, and with the exception of Cave of the Domes, all are closed to visitation without an accompanying ranger. Mines are especially dangerous with false floors, deep pits, and radon gas. Look in, but resist the temptation to enter them for any reason. Always plan for twice as much time for the uphill hike back to the rim. And don't forget that a flashlight is one of the 10 items all hikers should carry. A pocket guide to the Grand View Trail is available on the South Rim. Camping in the canyon is by permit only. Remember that the return hike will take as much as twice the time as the hike down and plan accordingly. Always check with the Grand Canyon Rangers before hiking for current conditions. Tell someone where you are hiking and when you expect to return, and try to avoid hiking alone.
This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberlein.